Russia, Ali Faraz, journalist and human rights activist, freed from jail. Igor Yazin, socialist alternative, CWI Russia. On the 15th of February, an aircraft left Moscow for Germany. On board was Ali Faraz, his partner, his lawyer and a representative of the Red Cross, which has arranged the necessary documents for him to enter and live in exile in Germany. This is, without doubt, a victory for the Hands Off Ali campaign and all who supported him. The campaign to free Ali, who works for the opposition paper Novaya Gazeta, lasted almost a year. He was first arrested in March 2017, accused of breaking immigration laws. This followed the refusal by the Russian authorities to grant him asylum after he fled Uzbekistan, where he had been arrested and tortured due to his opposition to the brutal Karimov regime. For the last 6 months, after a Moscow court decided to deport him back to Uzbekistan, Ali was held in a special prison for foreign citizens. The campaign in Ali's defense has attracted attention to the arbitrary treatment of immigrants and refugees, and to the inhumane treatment of foreigners in the so-called detention centers, which are no better than real jails. Until his arrest in August, Ali wrote to expose the exploitation of immigrants in Russia, and about the crimes of the Uzbek regime. He volunteered for human rights organizations, was an LGBT+ activist and a member of the Independent Trade Union of Media Workers. When the threat of deportation back to Uzbekistan was made by Russia's courts, where Ali faced the threat of further imprisonment, a huge campaign was mobilized. Rights activists, trade unionists, LGBT+ activists, all joined in. Socialist Alternative was one of the main driving forces behind the public campaign in defense of Ali. During the year, many public activities were organized. We picketed the president's administration, the police's immigration department and the courts. We took part in marches and protests, displaying placards in support of Ali. There were acts of solidarity in many other countries. The online petition collected over 70,000 signatures. There were fundraising evenings, collections to support Ali, his family and other immigrants who have found themselves held in the Sakharovo prison. We distributed leaflets, recorded videos, issued press releases and held many meetings. In essence, we have been fighting to force the Russian state to observe its own laws. The authorities should have granted Ali the right to political asylum, and not try to hand him over to the Uzbekistan political police. When it became clear that obtaining political asylum was not going to happen, the demand to allow Ali to leave Russia for a third country became key. No doubt those people who, over the course of the year, spread lies about Ali in the mass media and the social networks will now claim that all he ever wanted was to get out to the West. Others will think that, by letting Ali leave for the West is the best outcome for Ali. But we do not agree. Freedom for Ali is a victory, but a happy end would have been to allow Ali to stay, live and work in Russia. Nonetheless, even in these difficult political conditions, Ali's case shows that solidarity campaigns can succeed. Read the full article at socialistworld.net.